Okay.
Because we have a lot of figurines.
I know. I was going to say you could maybe get like the little strip lights to go in those cabinets to light them up. They make like really skinny little Drop LED strips.
Oh,
we're recording. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Anyway, I don't care that we're recording. You could get the little skinny strips to put in there to light up your cabinets, and then maybe you could put a little strip on top, and it would like top light them.
That's a pretty good idea.
Like up in the pretty part, you know, you could have whatever up there.
Yeah.
Is that your wedding bouquet?
Yeah, and Sienna's and Hayden's boutonniere.
Oh, I was gonna say I don't remember it looking like that, but what do I know?
I mean, it was so long ago.
It really wasn't.
It was only 5 years ago.
I can't get over the sad, your sad mug.
Why? Why is my mug sad?
Because that was painted for someone.
It was probably, see, this is the
obviously a couple, because there's a little guy and a little gal on the side of it.
This is the backstory that I'm weaving in my brain.
Okay, backstory of the mug.
A girl made this at Hot Plate for their boyfriend who really likes coffee. They break up. He donates the mug.
I mean, that's not even like a crazy backstory.
It's not.
That's like
a legit... But it's a logical backstory.
It's logical.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. I have a mug like that too, but I still have mine. It doesn't have a little stick figures painted on
it. I really like
the
pine trees. Whoever did the pine trees, I mean, they look like perfect little Christmas pine trees.
Did you see my mug from Hot Plate that I did the, like, it's the ceramic glaze paint or whatever?
No.
Not, like, that type of paint?
Mm-mm.
Well, I painted one, like, blue that naturally has little flecks of white and yellow. I did the top like that, and then the bottom I painted green, and I kind of made it streaky like pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it's glazed, the blue has, like, natural stars in it.
I thought
it was pretty clever. Pretty artistic.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Mike?
Taking Sienna to driving.
Oh, okay.
She has her test next week. Not like her driving test, but like her paper test.
Yeah.
For round one.
Oh, fuck. I forgot my watch. It means my steps don't count right now.
Well, you're sitting down.
I mean, like every step since I've taken a shower isn't going to count.
Oh, yeah. That's disappointing.
So in the winter or in the summertime, are you going to use your front door too? Or are you always going to use the side?
We're probably going to use the front door.
Litter boxes in the basement?
Basement.
Laundry room probably?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes the most sense.
So for those of you just tuning in, like we're on the radio, Mike and I bought a house and I had surgery and like all sorts of things happened in November. And that's why it is now December 5th and it's the first episode in...
A month. I forget that
Wow-wee.
We're not just talking to each other sometimes.
I know.
Chelsea, that's okay. We took time off for
a lot of things going on.
Because Chelsea was having a nervous breakdown about all the paperwork and trying to get into the house.
And
so there's that.
Here's the thing. Mike did all of the paperwork. The only thing I had to do was sign the stuff that our realtor... sent. He did everything. Anybody looking for a partner needs to look for somebody like Mike.
That will do everything for you?
Yes.
fair enough. No, I just, you were having a breakdown.
Oh, God.
I was just coming off first month at a new job that was pretty hectic trying to like get into that. And then Thanksgiving. It's a lot going on.
It was a lot.
It was a nice break, but it was also weird not seeing you as much.
I know, because we've used this as kind of like our hangout time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yay.
Yay.
Seems like there's something else I wanted to tell you. No, it's gone.
Oh, I'm sure it'll pop up. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right. Let's see if I remember how to do this.
I can guarantee this is going to be a fucking shit show because I...
100%. Yes.
We can't do subtitle movies anymore because I can't take detailed notes and read subtitles at the same time.
I watched the dubbed version. So we're going to have two different things probably.
What the how?
There's a dubbed version on Prime.
And you didn't tell me this.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that you didn't know.
No, I just thought it was subtitled. Like, I just thought it was subtitled.
I think I prefer subtitled better. So I should have watched the subtitled one.
Well, you know how I take notes where it's like play by play.
You have to like pause and then like read and then rewind and then pause.
Well, what I have to do is watch, you know, 5 minutes and then pause it and then write. But I couldn't do that.
Oh, I'm
because,
sorry.
Because Emma and Pat came over to eat like the rest of the leftovers.
Oh, okay.
So, and Pat already like stresses out when I have to pause it. Like, it's just...
Then don't come over. Don't come over, Patrick. Don't come over. Anyway. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, sorry. What are we doing?
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. In this episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the Netherlands in Sint or Saint or Saint Nick, depending on the region of the world that you live in.
Depending on what version you watched.
Yeah.
I apparently watched the wrong one.
It's okay. It's fine. The tagline to this is, Santa's come to slay. LOL. I wrote lulz. It came out in 2010 or 2011. I saw a couple different sources. It's an hour and a half long. You can find it on Amazon Prime for $2.99 or AMC if you have a subscription. And then I believe that there were a couple other places you could find it, but you have to pay like $3 to rent it.
Yes.
It's directed and written by Dick Moss. And I'm going to maybe butcher these names. Some of them look kind of relatively easy.
Sure.
St. Nicholas.
Okay.
Is played by Hoob Staple.
Sure. I just bust it out. Just say
I'm very
it, however...
sorry, everybody from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And not American people, because Americans have a terrible way of being awful with foreign languages. So, Frank is Egbert Jan Weber. Natasha is Madeleine Blanken. Lisa is played by Carol Lenson. Sophie is Estia Tanihatu. Kurt is played by Bert Lupus.
Is that the policeman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Kurt. I think it's pronounced Kurt.
Okay.
Yeah. And then young Gert, or that's... Kurt, is Niels Vanderberg.
According to the subtitles, I would never in 10,000 years. I just started writing G.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His name's G.
Mm-hmm.
The policeman, G. That's how I wrote it.
It's like Greg.
It's easier. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I don't know if I told you this or not. So running group, it's funny because when I text, instead of texting Greg, I just text G. People know who the fuck I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, running group now calls him G, like that's his nickname.
Oh.
And that's not like, it's just like a shorthand.
Okay.
I don't know. It's cute, anyway.
It's a little nickname.
It is a nickname.
For Greggy Poo.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So this film is based around the holiday, the Feast of Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
And that takes place December 6th, and then the gift giving for Sinterklaas takes place December 5th.
It goes either way.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Kind of like, not everyone celebrates it. It's kind of like how some people exchange gifts on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
As opposed to Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the like feast day is the 6th, but then there's the eve that people like also celebrate. And I looked in, like into the, some of the traditions.
Did
it's
you?
Kind of like a cute holiday.
Yeah, it is. And then there's a lot of controversy around
Black Pete.
Sinterklaas because of Black Pete. Because it originated, people did blackface. And now they're getting... to wear that's heavily frowned upon by the people of the Netherlands and other countries and stuff.
Oh.
So they put soot on their face so it's not blackface.
when I was in the, this is, wild. We're getting so far off track.
It's okay.
When I was in the shower before I came over, I wanted like more information on that because when Emma and I were watching it and the characters
and the
showed
characters
up,
were like putting on like
we
blackface.
Looked at each other like, it's like what? Okay, so Black Peter was not always a thing. Like right. There was always like Saint Nicholas. And then in 1850, a school teacher yes. wrote a book, and he essentially, Santa Claus had a helper, a.k.a. yeah. slave, yes. who was black, Black Pete. The argument is that Black Pete went down the chimney to deliver presents mm-hmm. and help Santa, and he went down first, and that's why he was
covered in soot. Now, according to this movie, Black Pete was covered in soot because they were lit on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I like I listened to like different
yeah.
the controversy behind it because everybody was cool with it up until
it was more recently.
It was in the 70s.
Yeah.
One of the countries in Africa broke away from the Netherlands.
Yes.
And people that wanted to keep their Dutch citizenship moved to the Netherlands. Lots of black people.
Yep.
And they show up and they're like, the fuck is this?
The fuck is this? Saint Nick bullshit.
So, yeah. Yeah. I also watched a news story where like 60 people got arrested protesting it. And it's a deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's brought up in this film like it's no big whoop. And I'm watching it like...
like, oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Sure. This is... We're in it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am super into holiday traditions like in other countries. So I found it super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
And I can always use an excuse to give gifts and eat food.
Exactly.
So yes. If there was like a feasting day every month where you exchange little gifts with people,
yep.
I'd be all for it.
Love it.
All right. Anyway, so the cast, director.
Cast director.
Through all that.
That was...
It won a Netherlands award. It was a Golden Film winner.
Ooh.
It was nominated for some other things. Nothing here.
Right.
It didn't make it this... Sorry, I'm going to burp. It didn't make it this far over. Sorry.
It's okay. We haven't done this in quite a while, so...
I'm out of practice.
We're a little rusty.
Yeah. Also, did you notice that it was maybe a little bit like Halloween?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering.
There are a lot of similarities to a lot of different horror movies in this.
All right. It starts out old timey.
1492.
Yep. December 5th. St. Nicholas is traveling with his.
With his posse.
Yeah. And there's offerings left outside for him to take. Mm-hmm. Houses that don't leave an offering, his group of people.
They kill.
Just break in and kill people and steal their shit.
Yep.
But that was also part of, like, from what I understand, the, like, Black Pete tradition is that Santa, Saint Nick, would bring your gifts if you were good, and if you were bad, Pete would come and
take you away.
Take you away.
Yeah.
Which, anyway.
It's really funny because all of the Black Petes post, like signs in the towns. Provide following when there's a full moon. Gold, silver, mead, virgins, pig, fur, wax and servants.
Is that what the sign is
yeah.
on the church or the
yeah.
house or whatever? Because I'm watching the subtitled version. They didn't fucking read it.
Yeah.
And all the like newspaper clippings aren't translated.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Like, I just took it as like, give us your shit. Like, that's what I thought the
note
said.
All of your virgins.
Yes. Give us your things or we'll kill you.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the villagers are kind of pissed after St. Nicholas leaves.
Yeah. I mean, no one likes him. He's kind of a downer.
Yeah. When you roll into town on your horse and start killing people that don't leave you stuff.
I think he was like ostracized from the church too, but he still like went by Saint Nick.
Like in this movie or just like
in this movie?
General. Quit picking your eyelashes.
Sorry. I put on like super thick mascara and I just...
We're never going to talk about this fucking movie tonight because I got this mascara like 4 months ago, maybe. Like, I'm just getting to the end of it. And it's like magnetic, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Like, it's supposed to be this like great mascara. And I'm not wearing any now because I feel like it has literally made my eyelashes shorter and thinner.
Yes. I believe that.
So now I think I'm going to spend like the high dollar and get like the growth.
The physician's formula stiletto stuff is really good.
Mm-hmm. I like Maneater by somebody. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's out of my price range. However, I really like it. And
Treat yourself.
I feel like I bought this last mascara with Kohl's cash, and although it was expensive, I feel like it's really damaged my eyelashes. So I'm trying not to...
Just don't wear mascara for a while.
Put shit on them.
Yeah.
All my money is going to my fingernails now anyway, so...
I'm trying to grow mine out.
Did you see what Puppy did right here?
What a bitch.
Bit my fucking fake nail off, so now Saturday I'm getting them redone for Christmas. Should they be shorter than this? Is this freakishly long? Or no. Is it okay?
It's fine. Have you seen how the youth do their nails now? They're crazy long.
Yeah,
you can get
but
away with stilettos.
It's hard to function sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
The villagers get pissed. Are quite angry.
So they go to where Saint Nick's ship is in the harbor, set it on fire.
Oh, it's great.
It's pretty cool.
And, like, the children are there, too. Like, they're, like, kids and shit.
So what I want to know, did they take kids? Were they, like, burning the boat with their kids on it?
That's what I'm wondering. Because I wondered that when
towards the end,
the end of the movie, I was wondering
They're also burning a boat.
Yeah. And I'm like, what about all the children, though? I love the children.
We'll get to that, but yeah, I think that, the kids were on the boat that they set on fire and maybe the fire distracted Saint Nick's guys so that some people could get on and like save some of the kids. Yeah. It just seems weird that the villagers would be so pissed off at him that they would burn up their own kids.
Yeah.
So then forward to December 5th, 1968, it's Little Farm. Out in the country.
Kurt's farm.
It's so freaking cute.
It's cute, yeah. It's a pig farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't like to think of it as a pig farm because then I can smell a pig farm and that's probably one of the worst smells to me. The mom's cooking, dad's inside, there's four kids, there's three little girls, and the boy, who I'm assuming is the oldest.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear that's not how you say that name.
I'm just calling it Kurt, but in the dubbed version, that's how they pronounced it. It was like Gert or something.
Gert. Because it's like G-O-E-R.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's just call him G.
G.
That's fine.
Baby G.
Baby G.
His dad sends him out to check the pigs.
Which... cracked me up because dad would have done this. Go check the chickens or go check whatever tonight. And we would have gone
and checked.
And
yeah.
And lived and not been and lived. Horrendously murdered.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Falling apart.
That's okay.
So he goes out, checks the pigs. As he's checking the pigs, his younger sister's ash kind of drops out of the fireplace. Yeah. They're standing there, and they just, one by one, get sucked up the fireplace.
Which it is very terrifying to me, because they do, like, an upper, like, camera angle of rooftops, and it always terrifies me to see shit on roofs.
That started for me with Signs.
Signs, 30 Days of Night, there are a lot of other films that do that, but it's very scary
In Signs, there's a jump scare.
Yes.
Where he's out, he hears something outside at night, runs outside, and there's a fucking alien on the roof.
It was when his kid was like looking, there's an alien outside, and or there's somebody outside, and then he looks, or he like looks at his kid and like chuckles, and then like looks over, and there it's there. It's like, bam.
Well, there was something like in the cornfield.
Yeah, cornfield too. I mean, that's filled with jump scares.
No, I mean, he goes, he hears something in the corner and goes outside, and then that's when he sees it. Anyway, when G goes back into the house, his dad was still in his chair but tipped over, so you don't see dad. Mom comes out of the kitchen and had somehow been blinded.
She'd been blinded. Her eyes had been taken.
And grabs, she like grabs him and then like collapses. Dies. He screams.
And he walks in.
To chaos. The house is fucking trash.
Fucking chaos. Dexter would have had a field day because it's wild.
All the blood splatter.
All of the blood splatter.
What?
Kids gone. Parents horrendously murdered.
Yes.
It's awful.
When mom grabs him, though, it is kind of a jump scare because I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. And then, oh, when he's still outside, he looks at the house and sees a man on a horse on the roof.
Yes. And that's super creepy, too.
It's a horse on a roof is fucking creepy.
Yeah. Like,
I never would have thought of that as being creepy. That's just not something my mind would have went to. But if you saw a horse fucking on a roof, that's really fucking scary.
Yes.
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he sees, then he runs into the house, trashed, everybody's gone, they're dead. It flash forwards to Amsterdam, present day.
Mm-hmm.
College kids?
College kids. I verified.
Okay, because at first I'm like, are they high school kids? No, they can't be.
They can't be.
So
for multiple reasons.
Yes. The college classroom... since it's, you know, the night before, it's the December 5th, they're doing a gift exchange.
Yes.
And then I'm assuming they take, like, the holiday off or have, you know, time off after that. But they do a gift exchange, and it's...
It's dildos, bras.
Yeah.
Like, boob cakes.
The boob cake cracked me up.
Yeah. So I originally thought that this was high school, and I was like, well, it's Amsterdam. Like...
Yeah.
I mean, they have, like, a legit... red light district, like drugs are pretty legal, everybody's pretty liberal over there, you know. Liberal, what the fuck am I? But I was just like, whatever, it's cool. And then when I read the Wikipedia page, it was like, oh, they both separate to their university housing, or like Frank's a university student.
Well, and later on they have like a more of like a dorm scene where you're like, okay, I know what's going on then.
Yes.
But like, just the classroom looked very high schoolish.
Yes.
Not how like university is here, where you're in a room with 50 to 100 people.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, they do a gift exchange. It's a bunch of dildos. I was like cracking up. Well, what's his name?
Frank
gets a gift.
Him and Sophie are dating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Sophie is also in the class.
Yes. So is Natasha.
And
I'm pretty sure it's Natasha that's in the class, too. The blonde. I think so.
The girlfriend? The secret girlfriend?
Or Lisa.
You know what?
It's probably Lisa.
I'll get to it. Yeah. I did write it down somewhere. Okay. So he gets, like, a secret Santa gift. There's this weird little poem. So I kind of thought it was going to be, like, a severed head or something weird.
I know.
Something gross. But it was all of his things from his girlfriend's house.
Yeah. She broke up with him in front of the entire class because he was seen at a party canoodling with a blonde woman. Blonde woman unknown.
Yes, blonde woman unknown. However, Sophie had also been with cheating on him
for
with
like
somebody
2 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like going to happen. They were going to break up one way or the other.
Frank is very cute. He reminds me, I can picture the guy in my head.
that narrows it down.
Never mind.
I thought he was cute too until Emma said he looked like the dad from Full House.
Yes.
Bob Saget. And then once I saw that, there was like no unseeing it.
Yeah.
No going back from that.
No going back.
So they break up. The three girls walking down the street after school talking about what they're doing. It was just two girls. No, there's three.
Oh, there's three.
Three.
Okay.
Three girls. Mm-hmm. Them all walking down the street talking about like their plans for the night.
Yeah.
It breaks off. The one girl rolls and then the two other girls stay talking. But it reminded me so much of Halloween.
Yes.
Like... Because one girl is like, hey, we're going out partying tonight. The other girl's like, I have to stay home and babysit. Like, yes. It's very...
And then everybody is getting ready for the holiday, too. So there are people, like... And then they're talking about, like, the traditions for Sinterklaas and... Or what... Mm-hmm. The Feast of Sinterklaas. And, yeah, it's very Halloween-y. Mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed because one of the girls, when she's walking into her house, walks by this creepy fucking snowman, and Emma and I were for sure that it was going to come to life at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens in Krampus.
It does.
Yeah.
I think it was the blonde that walked by. Because, well, and they're talking, too, and they're talking about, like, the blonde that her boyfriend cheated on her with. And I just knew it was that girl.
Yes.
You just get that feeling. Yeah.
It sounds like Sophie is a partier. Mm-hmm. She's the party friend. Then mystery blonde girl. Didn't write down her name still. Splits off. Well, then Frank shows up at her house and Frank is there together.
And they, I guess, had only messed around a couple times when she was drunk.
Yes.
And they're, like, best friends. Like, they're really good friends regardless of relationship status from what I gathered about them talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
She tells him, essentially, that she doesn't want a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Really not interested. And he calls her stuck up and rolls out.
Yeah.
It sounds, too, like the girls are a little higher end.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys group is lower class. Because when the girl is talking to her mom later on, it's like, what are you doing with him? You better not be dating him.
What are you doing with those people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is, you know, modern times. G grew up to be a policeman. He sees a package on his desk.
Immediately
shoots it.
His pistol. And everybody's just like laughing.
Everyone's like, haha, you hate the holidays.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah. He wants to have St. Nicholas Day banned. He wants there to be no celebrations because from his research, there's a full moon every so many years on that actual day.
Yes.
And
it's 23 years.
I thought it was like 40 or something.
From the dubbed version, it was 23 or 32 years. I couldn't remember which one. It would make sense if it were 40 years, though.
Well, it had been 40 years since the last time there had been a full moon.
Okay.
And then the next one was going to be in like 30.
Okay.
20 to 30 years in that
because
range.
Because his age didn't really add up to me with the 23 years. Because he was what, like Hayden's age, like 14?
Maybe. That old.
Yeah.
He wants a band. He doesn't want any partying. His chief basically laughs at him and suspends him for a month.
Yeah, like you need to take some time off.
Yeah. That evening, after dark, there is a patrol boat in the harbor.
Trouble ensues.
Yeah. They're talking about how they want to be done with work. They want to go home. They want to party with everybody else, that kind of thing.
A fog rolls in.
Yep. It's super foggy. And even they say there's not going to be any boats out tonight.
Yeah.
Like, why? What are we doing?
Yeah.
They smell smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden a boat shows up on their radar and it's coming directly at them. the boat's battery dies. So they're just sitting there in the dark, like yeah. not knowing what's happening. And there was like a somewhat flying boat that flies over the top of them and crushes them.
Yes.
Sinks the boat.
Yeah.
Same night, Frank's mom reads tarot cards, is kind of into that. She tells him not to go out. She wants him to stay home. It seems like he's going out to work for a while because he's leading yeah. tourists.
Yeah.
The only part in the subtitled version that was in English mm-hmm. is when he was like leading tourists through the red light district and then takes them to like somewhere else.
And then like I loved the sex worker that was like dressed in like
mm-hmm. Proper holiday attire.
Proper holiday attire mm-hmm. with like the red lights behind her. And I was like, man, that's good for them. I love Amsterdam.
Would you ever want to go?
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to go there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I still have. Oh.
You're doing real good.
I'm doing great. Okay.
Okay.
So G is at the bar getting drunk. He's talking about how the 5th is not Saint Nick's birthday. It's actually the day he was murdered. Mm-hmm. And that he'll come back and take kids.
And I liked the bartender's response. Like, God, what a time to be killed on the day of your birth.
Yeah.
He says something weird like that. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So they find another patrol ship finds the wreckage. The wreckage of the first
yeah.
boat. Then it goes to the three guys getting ready for the party. They're kind of like debating who's going to be Saint Nick mm-hmm. and who's going to be the Pete's.
Yeah. It reminded me of, the Office episode with Dwight. You don't watch The Office,
no.
but he comes in and he talks about it's not Sinterklaas, it's some other like Scandinavian folktale. And he comes in like dressed like it and he talks about like how he couldn't find anybody to be Black Peter.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, the friends are getting ready. They get in the car. The two guys in the back seat are in like straight up blackface. Mm-hmm. And that's when Emma and I were like, oh, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had no idea.
Some people in the Netherlands too, like still do that.
Oh, a lot of
for
them
this
do.
Festival.
It's still like a thing there. Here.
It would be quite frowned upon.
A bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They always like get into that about cosplaying too. Like if you cosplay like a black character or something, there are photos online of
shut up
people doing blackface. And it's like, oh.
My thing with cosplaying is you can be whatever color, shape, size, sex,
yes.
whatever. And if you want to be Rick Grimes, man, go right ahead.
Yes. Because I'm part of like a lot of cosplay forums and Miles Morales Spider-Man, like the black and red suit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar, but people have played Miles Morales and done blackface. There are pictures like online. Just wear the suit because it's one of my favorite Spider-Man suits and I really want to cosplay in it because he wears like Air Jordans and stuff and it would just
now,
be super comfy.
Would you do like, would you do like a straight black wig, like your natural hair but dark, or dark brown?
I would.
Or would you keep it red?
Do like a Gwen Stacy mix on it and do blonde.
Oh,
with like a big sunflower in my hair.
That would be cute.
Because mm-hmm. Into the Spider-Verse, oh my god, the guy with the tattoos, the face tattoos. The singer, you know who I'm talking about.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. But he sings one of the main songs, and it's called Sunflower.
Post Malone. Okay.
Yes. Mike is just, like, listening in. But the big thing is Sunflower, so I've always wanted to do the Miles suit with like a black and red hoodie and then like a big
sunflower. I haven't seen that one. It's there's just so too many. There's too many to keep straight. I haven't seen that one. I know I should. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would like that version. I would like other versions of Spider-Man. And there's already like 15. So what's a few more?
There are like five.
That's plenty.
Of Spider-Man.
That's anyway, like three more than I need.
Blackface. Not cool.
All right. So Sophie is home babysitting.
Mm-hmm. Her little brother.
Yep. Ashes fall down from the chimney. Her brother yells.
Well, and her brother sees something, like, outside.
Yeah, he heard a noise on the roof and is scared. So she goes up and checks on him, tells Nothing. Him, mm-hmm. go back to bed. Did you notice anything about how creepy his bedroom was?
It's very fucking creepy.
It's, like, circus-themed?
It's circus-themed, and who needs that?
Are circuses not as scary in foreign countries as they are here?
I think they're terrifying here, and I don't think...
But, like, are clowns and, like, it's just here?
I think it's just here.
Okay.
Which is weird, but...
Okay. I don't know. I should read about that. The boy, the baby brother, little brother... He keeps hearing noises, mm-hmm. so he gets up and has binoculars, and he's kind of, like, checking out the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He sees something in the shadows on the roof of the house across the street.
Yes.
Then, jump scare, sees a face in the window.
Mm-hmm.
The fire goes out downstairs.
Yeah.
Sophie's on the phone with her friend, whose name I still haven't found.
Let's just say Lisa. We'll just call her Lisa.
We're going to get... just making up our own names. Oh, we're doing so good. They're on the phone, chatting about night plans, what's yeah. happening. Sophie notices the fire goes out. She screams, drops the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a good friend. Because it's like the eve of a holiday. Everyone's out partying. And snowy and shitty, and she just, like, jumps into action and goes, like, running right to her house.
Mm-hmm. No calling the police, no nothing.
No. She gets to her friend's house, and the power's out.
Her usual.
Halloween. Mm-hmm. Just like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
She finds her friend's phone, and Sophie drops out of the chimney, upside down.
Yuck.
Meanwhile, the three guys they're friends with are lost.
It reminds me a lot of the scene in...
Halloween.
Trick or treat. When in the opening scene with the woman's face all bloody and the sucker.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's pretty gross. Meanwhile, the three guys are lost. They're using...
Do you think Saint Nick had anything to do with that? Did he, like, plan it? Or was it just...
With them getting lost?
Yeah. Or was
it
just, like...
I think they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Their GPS wasn't working. It was supposed to take them to, like, it sounded like, not like dorm housing, but, like, cheap college housing.
Yeah.
And their GPS kept giving them the wrong directions, leading them to dead ends. So they get to a dead end. One of the guys gets out because he's got to pee. And what?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm listening to you.
So, the guy that gets out is murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looks down, it, like, kind of under a long bridge. Like, the road goes under a bridge. And there's Saint Nick on his horse.
It's that, this scene, it's so good. I really enjoyed this.
With all his guys with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy... The party guy is like, hey, you're really getting in the spirit.
Well, because they have, like, parades.
And
like,
so many people dress up.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't think anything of it.
So many people dress up, but not everybody celebrates. There are some people that think the holiday is silly and they don't celebrate. Like, Sophie's family doesn't celebrate.
Well, it's like Halloween, though.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a lot of holidays. Yeah. Not everyone celebrates them. Well, the guy that's outside gets murdered, right, pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is pulled from the back seat of the car out the open window when he's hollering at his friend. Frank somehow manages to fight off all of the Peets climbing all over the car, trying to kill him with random things.
One of his friends gets his head, like, completely cut off.
Yes.
It's just, it's a good attack scene.
It's a pretty gory murder scene.
Yeah.
Attack scene. He speeds away. Well, as he speeds off, he gets cornered and arrested. Then he gets interrogated.
Have you noticed that the police in this are very hostile?
Yes.
Very much like, you did this, you're going to jail. The end.
However, at this point, Sophie's murder had been reported.
That's true. And it was well known that she had cheated on him. Or that he had cheated on her.
They'd cheated on each other. Yeah. There was some scandal there. Did the brother get killed too?
Or just the brother got taken.
Taken.
Well, because it comes out in the interrogation.
Have you seen?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know about her brother?
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
But it was like pretty, and as he's driving, one of his friend's arms that had been ripped off was still attached to the car.
Ugh.
So, yeah. The chief of police, I know they're probably not called the chief of police there, but that's what I'm calling him. He discreetly sends for G, wants him back on, because he thinks it's like a Saint Nick issue at this point.
I thought that he sent the officer to go check on G to see if it's him doing it.
Well, yes.
Yeah. And in the dubbed version, the guy that goes to check on G has the deepest voice I have ever heard.
It is also pretty deep and gravelly in...
Okay.
I just called him... I didn't know his name either, so I just called him Big Thug.
Big Thug, because he is. He's dressed in, like, all black, like, leather
jacket.
And
he's tall, and he's just like... and he's like super gruff. Yeah, he looks like he could rip your arms off and beat you with them.
Yeah.
When they... I don't know. I just lost where I'm at.
So they take Frank to prison.
Yes. So...
But it's another country.
So. I don't know. They're taking him away. Meanwhile, there is a nurse at a children's hospital. Oh. She's the only one there. There's a bunch of kids. She talks to her own kid on the phone, which I thought was kind of sad.
Yeah.
And she opens a little gift. The power goes out. She sees ashes kind of like tracked through the across the floor. She talks to a security officer who's, I think, the only other guy on that floor of the hospital. Well, he falls, sort of. The power's out, so she sends him to, like, go see what's going on. And you just see his flashlight rolling away.
Yeah.
Then when she's walking to, like, see what's going on, then she gets, like, pulled up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, it kind of pisses me off because... Everybody just gets killed. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no, like, I would feel like if you celebrated, that would exclude you.
Something.
Like, something like that, but it doesn't. Like, everybody's just up for grabs.
Yeah, if you believed in it, you'd be excluded. But I think after, like, the burning...
He was like, fuck you guys.
Yes.
We're done here.
Saint Nick, on his horse, rides into the children's floor. The kids all freak out.
I didn't like this.
Nope.
All of the kids freak out. They're all taken, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
The police show up to G's home and see his crazy man clues and things written all over the walls. And he has
documents of just, like, random murders and stuff that have happened.
That he's, like, done a bunch of research on. He has, like, original maps of the city so he can, like, find out exactly where things happened, which come into play later on.
Yes.
The police... Okay.
Because it all happened, like, in this city. right?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything happened in Amsterdam, like before it was way back when.
Amsterdam.
Yeah, yeah. Before it was Amsterdam. The patrolmen get an alert, the ones out driving around, that they're chasing a man on horseback that's going roof to roof.
Yeah, they're transferring Frank right now.
Yeah, but I mean, that like goes out on the radio that this is what they're looking for.
This guy dressed up like Saint Nick is going from roof to roof all nimbly bimbly like on a horse.
On a horse.
And you see it too, which I thought, again, was a pretty neat scene.
Did you read about that?
Mm-mm.
There's some like famous equestrian thing where they do like the study of horse movement.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually used footage from like actual running horses and training horses from this facility to get the fluid movement of the horse to make it look realistic.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Because it does look realistic.
Yeah, just cruising along.
So then one of the officers just stops the car and is shooting at this horse.
Yep.
Well, a horse in St. Nick. Shoots the horse. The horse with the man on his back fall basically through a building. They like slide down a roof through a skylight into a home.
Mm-hmm.
The floor in the home collapses, and then the horse and the man slide out of like a second story building onto the police car and just crush it.
That's a heavy horse.
I mean, this is like...
It's a demon horse.
A demon horse.
Yeah.
So horses weigh a lot.
They do.
Did I ever... Do you ever watch the videos by that guy that like sings social media arguments?
No.
There's one about a horse, and it's like a chick saying that her horse is like 30,000 pounds, and then it's the argument like, that's not true, horses don't weigh that much, and she's like, I have the paperwork. But it's this like really like kind of skinny cute guy, and he like sings it like all...
I'll have to
we'll
check
watch
that out.
It. We'll watch yeah. it after, because you'll think it's hilarious.
Oh, I don't have a pen to write it down.
Stacy sends them to me.
Of course she does.
Frank sees the horse get up. He is like somehow out of the car.
The horse just like shakes it off. Well, the horse fell on like the front half of the car and like crushed the cops.
Yeah.
But he was able to, like,
magically
get out.
Heals. I mean, he had been shot, and that's why he fell.
But demon horse.
Yes. Demon horse revives.
Mm-hmm.
Frank sees the horse get up. He actually sees St. Nicholas. And then G comes in with a flamethrower mm-hmm. and, like, starts shooting it at St. Nick.
Yeah.
Which is one of the only things that can, like, keep him away.
Fire.
Fire. Shooting at him, nothing.
Yeah.
Fire will keep him away.
I really like that the first thing G tells Frank is, better put this on. It's going to be a cold night.
Yeah.
And it's a jacket. I love, like, one-liners.
Yeah. So Frank gets on. He's taken away on a boat. He kind of wakes up. Does he pass out? I can't remember what happened to Frank. So G gets him in his little boat,
mm-hmm.
takes his handcuffs off. So when he wakes up, he's like, and that's when he gives him the jacket.
It's gonna be a cold night.
He's going to drop him off and just being like, you're free. I know you're innocent. And he has problems with his boat motor.
Mm-hmm.
G does. And Frank is like, I know, I can fix it. Because it... G doesn't want anybody. He doesn't want anyone's help.
He doesn't need anyone.
Take St. Nick down on his own.
Mm-hmm. It's his own.
His quest.
His own quest.
Well, he gets Frank as like a sidekick mm-hmm. at this point.
His little Robin to his Batman.
Exactly. he tells him then, tells Frank, that there's been hundreds of cover-ups by the government, that this happens all the time.
Well, it's the government and the Catholic Church
yes.
that have been doing the cover-ups any December 5th that all of these murders happen.
Any December 5th that there's a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they just write it off as, oh, there was a fire, there was this or that. Well, Frank or G knows the truth. What are you looking at?
I'm looking to see if there's a full moon. Oh man, December 7th. So close.
So close. The police then have to decide how they're going to deal with the public about the murders and like everything that's been going on, because there's a lot of like craziness. Frank calls his girl. Wow, still don't know her name.
It's Lisa.
Is it?
Yeah. When I was watching, I thought it was Natasha, but I crossed it off and put Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank calls her, tells her to stay inside, not to go out, to just... She doesn't... I mean, she just saw her friend get murdered, so, or found her friend's body, so I feel like her parents wouldn't be letting her go anywhere anyway.
No, and she of course knows Frank didn't do it.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Like, so G is looking for the ship because he knows the ship will be in the harbor. St. Nick's ship.
Yep.
The schooner.
The old harbor that no one uses.
Yes, nobody uses it anymore, but he like tracked it back and did the research to know like where the ship was going to be when it was originally burnt.
He might as well be a historian, because that's crazy.
It's a lot of work. They find a officer from the first ship that was crushed.
Yeah,
and he's still alive. He's in like a little ring thing. And he like slowly sinks into the water as another police boat is pulling up to arrest them.
Fucking convenient.
Right?
Fuck.
Well, I mean, people are looking for G. They're looking for Frank. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get arrested. Well, then they somehow still go into the old harbor, which is trashed.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
No. It's probably the closest place to where they're going, and it's just convenient that, like, that's where...
Yeah, that's like, true.
I don't think maybe no one uses it anymore, but it's still in use.
Yeah, okay.
Just less common. That is when the policemen find the essentially pirate ship in the harbor.
It looks like the ship from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like
the black pearl.
Not the black pearl, the Flying Dutchman.
Yes.
Because it's like all full of holes. It looks like the Dutchman.
God, that's so true.
Then there is like a pretty gory attack on that ship.
It's pretty rough.
Like...
Did you like the... Well, first of all, G has, like, his entire boat filled with explosives.
Yes.
We missed that part. Oops.
So his plan was to do, like, a suicide bombing and just be on the boat, drive it in to St. Nick's ship.
Because he figured out that if his ship burns, the curse is broken, which we find out isn't true, but it makes G feel better.
I mean, it's true for the night.
It's true for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they, like, arrest him, and then they're on, like, the dock area, like, pulling Frank and G out, and this is where St. Nick comes over. Did you like the staff kill of the one guy?
Yes. Well, first, the boat gets attacked, because the police boat... is towing G's boat.
Yes, okay.
They get attacked on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
And the policeman driving the boat killed. The ship then crashes.
Yeah.
Well, it crashes into the dock. They get out. And then it's like their version of SWAT shows up. They're like all in black and helmets. And they're like trying to arrest them. Then St. Nick's, like, henchmen people all attack. And they all look like zombies because they've all been burnt and whatever. They attack all of these SWAT team guys. Mm-hmm. Is it St. Nick that decapitates the guy? So he's got kind of, like, ornate shepherd's hook.
It's like an S. It's almost shaped like an S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like what you in olden times would like wrangle sheep with or whatever. He puts it around this guy's neck and then like spins it and just pops his head right off.
It's great.
It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool kill. Frank gets filled in on all the bomb information after G is like mortally wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a big...
He's got a wound. He's got a gash.
A bad wound. So he gets how it works. Now it's basically Frank's job to end it.
Yeah.
SWAT... Oh, this is like the big battle. So he gets... Yeah. G is hurt. And then Frank gets the bomb information. That's when the SWAT team shows up. That's when there's the big battle. Frank hides during all of this. And then he sends the boat on its way in the direction of the ship, propelling it with... He opens one of the fuel tanks.
Yeah.
Throws a flare at it. The burning gas propels it towards the pirate ship. And explosion.
Yeah.
Which,
very cool.
That's last minute because he gets found, like, as...
And I really like this how is all happening. Saint Nick just, like, taps the shepherd hook, like, on the top of the boat. Like, ring-a-ding-ding.
Like, I know murder you're time. Under there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn this over and I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
But that's what saves him, the explosion of the ghost ship. And... G does a jump scare death just like his mom did. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Like grabs him last minute to like.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he said that. Did we do it? Because
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had to write and read subtitles at the same time.
Yeah.
Next time if we do another one, let me know if you found a dubbed one.
I'll tell you.
The next day, the mayor has covered up everything. There's 300 dead.
Which happens every year, or every year that this happens, there's roughly about 300 people that die.
300 is the most, I thought.
Oh, it
is. I thought before that it had been less. There's a fire in the children's hospital. There was also a bus crash with a bunch of children.
With a bunch of children in it.
And... They sort of frame G as being a killer and set him up for taking part of some of this and like going loopy and like being obsessed with it or whatever. But then it sounds like by the end of the day of just Frank laying in his hospital bed, it was like the news had just like whittled it away to nothing.
They had. And the sergeant guy that was supposed to like find G comes in, talks to Frank, and is just like, yeah, none of this happened.
Big thug.
Yeah. You don't tell anybody what you saw. It's nothing. And then Frank is just like, well, I know what I saw. And the guy was just like, you don't know what you saw. And then he tells Frank, like, I'll try to clear G's name as much as I can.
Yeah. And at this point, too, Frank, they then set him up to be like a hero.
Mm-hmm. The town gives him, like, a ton of money.
I don't know how much, because he looks at that check, and I don't know what the translation is.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you see the check, and it's, like, blah, 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 euros, but, like, I don't know how much money that actually is. Mm-hmm. But I said, Big Thug visits hospital, tells him what's up, gives him cash. And then he talks about how... Big Thug says, well, your mom, there's a good neurosurgeon here.
Yeah. So they, like, get him set up with everything, essentially, which is weird.
Well, they just want him to, like, keep it cool and, like, go along with their story. Yeah. Frank's, I guess, now girlfriend.
Lisa.
Like, or friend. I don't know what's happening. She visits him, though.
Yes, she does.
I'm getting to that. She visits him And then she's like, what happened? And he goes, I'll tell you in 23 years, which is what's
wild.
Wild.
Who says she's going to be around in 23 years, buddy? You don't know.
So this was a funny, this is the fun part about watching these movies is that when they're really cheesy, I have people with me to make fun of them. Mm-hmm. So Lisa is like sitting there and she goes, let me unwrap your present. And she like starts taking, she takes off her sweater and her undershirt or whatever, bra. And Pat goes, well, she was just too lazy to go to the store.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
That's not a present. And he said that and I'm like cracking up, like trying to write the end of it. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And then the sun rises and you see the peak of a Catholic church.
Yes.
And there is Saint Nick standing, overlooking, waiting for the next 23 years to happen.
Yeah. And it's like Saint Nick's day too. So like, does more happen the day of or is it just the eve? Is
it I think it's just the eve.
It's like Devil's Night.
I think it's like Devil's Night. Which Devil's Night isn't a thing in any other place besides like Michigan.
Okay, I am really obsessed with those maps, like the Facebook post where it's like 20 maps and it shows like the regional dialect. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so obviously Devil's Night is just like a Detroit thing.
Yes.
And so Southern Michigan. But then they also have like Witchy Night and like different nights where kids play pranks around the country. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
It's just not called Devil's
Night. Devil's Night.
Anytime I think of Devil's Night, I think of The Crow.
Me too.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Skank.
Oh, God. That movie's so good, but so sad.
It's good, but also sad.
Mm. Anyway. That is the end of the movie.
So how would you rate this?
Happy December, everybody. Scare factor, like a one or two. In all honesty, it's not that scary.
No, there's a few jump scares. Nothing that will like make me lose any sleep whatsoever. No. I would say like a two on scariness, to two, 1.5.
1.56.
One and a half. Are you just looking at
I'm
Mike?
I'm looking at Mike.
We need a curtain or something to hang up so that you guys can't.
Hello.
I would say 1.5 stars on scary, and I would say 2.5 on gore.
Yeah.
Because there was some gore, but wasn't
it's not
like
anything terrible. No.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting. I would watch it again.
Yes. I think I would watch it again, too.
I would love to watch it again, dubbed.
Yeah. You can find it on Amazon Prime. Did you watch it on AMC then? Was it just okay. I'm glad I didn't watch it on AMC then.
I know. Well, by the time you were already messaging me about it, because Greg doesn't save any of his passwords.
Yeah.
He needs a book.
He needs a book.
That he can write everything down in. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't have his stuff handy. And at like 4 o'clock when you were watching it, you're like, oh, this movie's kind of fucked up. And then I'm like, well, Chelsea already rented it.
That's against the rules.
What?
You guys aren't supposed to talk about the
movie. I just said, I was like, this movie is wild.
She said wild. And I said, good or bad? And then I think you even were like, you'll see. Or like,
yeah,
it wasn't
anything crazy.
We weren't discussing it.
No. I would.
Don't glare at me. See, I need a curtain.
I know. We need to put a curtain up.
Just for podcasts.
Yes. I can get one of those like twisty ones.
Yeah. Like a spring shower curtain rod.
Yeah, I would watch this. It would be like an annual Christmas movie for me.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
And Greg asked where we found it, and I said, well, Chelsea just, I think she just googled like Halloween or Christmas horror movies.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like P2 was on there and a couple of them that we did last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I kind of like how it times out we can do a few this month. And I would like to do this every, as long as we're doing this every, like, Halloween, do like, or every, every October, every Monday do scary.
Yes.
Or do a Halloween theme.
Yeah.
December.
Christmas
theme.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of fun.
June, something pagan themed.
Yeah. There Wicker Man.
Wicker Man. Oh, Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's it, folks. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if Instagram or if I knew it.
It's okay.
Because Mike's looking at me.
See?
It's awful. If Spotify and iTunes aren't your thing, you can listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. on mtrsradio.com.
And this is going to come out on the 5th, right?
This is going to come out on the 5th.
So, I don't know. I'm, like, scared. Should we tell people, like, leave an offering out for St. Nick?
Or don't, because it doesn't fucking matter.
I suppose it doesn't matter.
It's not like Sam.
No.
Sam is just like, oh, you left candy. I'm not going to murder you. But
well, I guess everyone just stay tucked in tonight.
Stay tucked in tonight, everyone.
All right. Everybody have a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.